Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 25th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. India announced new regulations for online platforms, with social networks now required to acknowledge government takedown requests in 24 hours and comply within 15 days, as well as disclosing the originator of objectionable content. Streaming services must also now include content ratings to their titles and institute parental locks for content rated for 13 and older. A new executive order mandates a 100-day review of the supply chains for semiconductors, large-capacity batteries used in electric vehicles, pharmaceuticals, and rare earth elements. While this order will not ease the ongoing semiconductor shortage immediately, the Biden administration hopes to create a longer-term plan to help the federal government prevent future supply chain problems. Google announced it will provide funds to the Linux Foundation to underwrite the work of two full-time maintainers for Linux kernel security development, Gustavo Silva and Nathan Chancellor. Silva's work is currently centered on eliminating several classes of buffer overflows in the kernel, while Chancellor will work on triaging and fixing all bugs found with the Clang LLVM compilers, which are used by Android, Chrome OS, and other Linux distributions. Zoomer rolled out its automatic live transcription feature to free accounts this fall, previously only available to paid subscribers. For earlier access, users can manually request access to the feature through a Google form. Foxconn has reached an agreement to build electric vehicles for Fisker, starting with its second EV due out in late 2023. Fisker's first car, the Ocean SUV, is due at the end of 2022 and is being built by the manufacturer Magna, who assembles cars for Jaguar Land Rover. The top-selling EV in China last month was the Hongguang Mini EV, produced by state-owned SAIC Motor in a joint venture with General Motors, outselling Tesla's Model 3 almost 2-to-1 in January. The EV starts at $4,500 with a 100 km/h top speed and 120 km range. NVIDIA reported it earned $3.10 per share in Q4 on revenue of $5 billion, both beating analyst expectations, with revenue up 61% in the year. Data center revenue grew 97% in the year to a record $1.9 billion, while gaming revenue also hit a record in the quarter of $2.5 billion, up 67% in the year. Viacom CBS announced pricing for its Paramount Plus streaming service with an ad-free tier at $10 a month that includes more live sports, news, and live TV launching in March, with an ad-supported tier costing $5 a month available in June. The service will offer more than 30,000 TV episodes, 2,500 movie titles, and over 1,000 live sporting events at launch, with select Paramount movie titles coming to the service 30 to 45 days after theatrical release. Amazon announced the general availability of Amazon Lookout for Vision, a cloud service using computer vision to spot defects in manufactured goods. This service can be trained with as little as 30 baseline images and is continuously retrained based on customer feedback. The cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase submitted its S-1 filing to the SEC ahead of a planned direct stock listing on the NASDAQ. The company saw revenue increase 140% in the year in 2020 to $533 million, turning a $322 million profit, with its trading platform hosting 43 million verified users and 2.8 million monthly active users. In a new SEC filing, Twitter said its goal is to have 315 million monetizable daily active users by the end of 2023, with double its current annual revenue at that time. Twitter's 2020 revenue was $3.7 billion, and it reported 192 million monetizable daily active users in its most recent earnings report. iRobot confirmed to The Verge that a recent firmware update to its i7 and i9 Roomba vacuum robots is causing navigation issues, such as the bot spinning itself around and bumping into furniture, cleaning in strange patterns, getting stuck in empty areas, and not being able to make its way back to a dock. iRobot says a new update to fix the bots should roll out over the next several weeks. 9to5 Google reports that the upcoming smart TVs running Google TV will feature a basic TV mode that strips out most smart features and only shows HDMI inputs, live channels, and a stripped-down settings panel on the dashboard. Google confirmed that this mode is not part of Android TV 12 and only applies to TVs powered by Google TV. CD Projekt Red announced its major patch for Cyberpunk 2077 was delayed until late March, citing a recent ransomware attack as well as the massive scope of the update for the delay. Bloomberg sources say the ransomware attack has left developers unable to log into the company's VPN for weeks and that they were asked to ship computers back to the company's IT department for further malware checks. And finally, AMD announced it will provide details about the next Radeon RX 6000 series graphics cards at a virtual event on March 3rd at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. AMD released the RX 6900 XT, 6800 XT, and 6800 last year, and at CES, AMD promised more desktop GPUs in the line would arrive in the first half of 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.